You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Thursday afternoon. We're joined by Mike Tenura. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Thanks for being with us, Mike. Let's start in the Midwest with the immediate forecast. Farmers would like to be rolling in the field. However, looks like there might be some rainfall that'll slow things down for a bit.
There will be a period of showers and thunderstorms across a large part of the central U.S. over the next several days. It's not going to be a total washout for everybody, but we're looking for generalized rainfall of around 1 inch in most locations through Saturday. After we move beyond Saturday, it will be a lot quieter and a lot warmer for that matter. Temperatures will top out in the 70s and 80s several times beginning late in the weekend and more so early next week, and that will be accompanied by drying. The real question is what happens later next week and into next weekend, 7 to 10 days into the future. There will be another system at that time, and that one will need to be monitored. So we should see an uptick in rain chances in about a week to 10 days from now, beyond what we see over the next few days. So not a total washout here over the next 7 to 10 days, but not ideally dry either.
Speaking of dry, there's been some whispers in the trade about Brazil and it being dry. Is that a concern at all?
We're not concerned about that at the moment. And it's primarily because what we're seeing as far as dryness goes in Brazil is very normal of their September climate. One of the key things to always remember about the main soybean areas of Brazil is that they start out extremely dry every growing season. The reason for that is simply because they have a distinct rainy season and a distinct dry season. Their dry season essentially begins in June and lasts into early September. During that period, they might only receive 1 to 2 inches of rain over the entire 3 months. So we're talking about a very small amount of rain that is dissimilar to anything that we have here in the Corn Belt. But the other difference is that they have a lot of rain in December, January, and February. Average rainfall is nearly 10 inches per month at that time of the year. To put that in perspective, in the big floods of 1993, we had about 10 inches per month in Iowa, and that led to one of the biggest flood disasters of the last 100 years. But that would be totally normal of the weather in Brazil, and they have a very sandy soil that's able to absorb all of that rain. So right now, we're just not concerned about it. They turn wetter every single week through the end of the year in these northern areas of Brazil, and we expect significant rainfall to show up at some point in time, but it might not be for 2 to 3 weeks.
On that note about floods, it reminds me that Argentina had a rough end to their growing season last season. What do they look like for the beginning of the season this year?
It's been fairly dry in Argentina in recent weeks and dating all the way back to August 1st. That is a tiny bit unusual, but similar to Brazil and similar to the U.S. spring, it turns a lot wetter each week going forward as they move through their spring, which is beginning now, and moves into the summer. So they could use a round of rain, but the lack of rain this week and into next week is going to aid corn and sunflower planting. And then we do look for a low chance of rain in about 7 to 10 days from now. So concern in Argentina at this point in time is also low. And you could even argue it's been fairly favorable, at least for early corn and sunflower planting.
And one final southern hemisphere area we should check in on, Australia and the wheat crop.
We're concerned about some of the things that have been happening across the eastern half of Australia's wheat belt. This area has been very wet for many months, going all the way back into April and May. And now we're moving into the key heading phases that are occurring right now. And it just has not stopped raining and is not going to stop raining. So we're a little bit concerned about the amount of rain that's forthcoming to the eastern wheat belt. Another 1 to 3 inches is fairly likely over the next 10 days as a number of storm systems move through, and they don't need any of that rain. Whether or not that becomes a quality issue or something to be concerned about later on this month or maybe in October remains to be seen. But we can just see that from a meteorological standpoint, it's been fairly wet there and it's going to stay that way for a while longer.
Thank you so much for taking the time with me today.
You're welcome, Todd. Talk to you soon.
That, of course, is Mike Tenura. He's with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago.